We never meet. Not never, fleetingly. 5 times in the last 18 years. The first time, I don't recall. You say it was late spring, a hotel bar. But I see you entering a restaurant 5 years later, stooping beneath the lintel behind our friend Andrew. You don't remember that. We grew up a mile apart. The road began in Connecticut and ended in New York. A dirt road when we moved in. We both remember that. It wasn't paved till much later. We rode our bikes back and forth. We passed each other 57 times. We never noticed. I fell once, rounding that curve on by the golf course, a long scar on my leg now from ankle to knee, a crescent colored like a peony. Grit and sand got beneath my skin. There was blood on the bicycle chain. A boy with glasses stopped his bike and asked, "Was I okay?" I said yes, even though I wasn't. You rode off. I walked home most of the mile, my leg black, sticky with dirt, pollen, deer flies. I never saw the boy on the bike again. We went to different schools. But in high school, we were at the same party. Your end, Connecticut. How did I get there? I have no clue. I knew no one. A sad girl's house, a girl with red knee socks, beanbag chairs. She had one album, The Shags. More sad girls, a song called Foot Foot. You stood by a table and ate pretzels and drank so much high C you threw up. I left with my friends. We got stoned in the car and drove off. A tall boy was puking in the azaleas out front. Wonder what he had, I said. Another day. The new Canaan bookstore, your end again. I was looking at a paperback book. That's a good book, said a guy behind me. My age, 16, 17, very tall, springy black hair, wire-rimmed glasses. You like his stuff? I shook my head. No, I said. I haven't read it. I put the book back. He took it off the shelf again. As I walked off, I heard him say, "Time out of joint." We went to college in the same city. The metro hadn't opened yet. I was in Northeast, you were in Northwest. Twice we were on the same bus going into Georgetown. Once we were at a party where a guy threw a drink in my face. "Hey!" yelled my boyfriend. He dumped his beer on the guy's head. You were by the table again, laughing, watching. I looked over and saw you laugh. I started laughing too, but you immediately looked down, then turned, then walked away. Around that time, I first had this dream. I lived in the future. My job was to travel through time, hunting down evildoers. I kept running into the same man, my age, dark-haired, tall. Each time I saw him, my heart lurched. We kissed furtively beneath a table while bullets zipped overhead, beside a waterfall in Hungary. For 2 weeks, we hid in a shack in the Northwest Territory, our radio dying, waiting to hear that the first wave of fallout had subsided. 1,000 years back and forth, the world reshuffled. Our child was born, died, grew old, walked for the first time. Sometimes your hair was gray, sometimes black. Once your glasses shattered when a rock struck them, you still have the scar on your cheek. Once I had an abortion. Once the baby died. Once you did. This was just a dream. You graduated and went to the Sorbonne for a year to study economics. I have never been to France. I got a job at NASA, collating photographs of spacecraft. You came back and started working for the newspaper. Those years, I went to the movies almost every night. Flee the sweltering heat, sit in the Biograph's crippling seats for 6 hours. Pasolini, Fellini, Truffaut, Herzog, Weir. La Jetée, a lightning bolt, an illuminated moment when a woman's black and white face moves in the darkness. A tall man sat in front of me, and I moved to another seat so I could see better. He turned, and I glimpsed your face, unrecognized. I never knew you. Later in the theater's long corridor, you hurried past me, my head bent over an elfin spoonful of Coke. Other theaters. We didn't meet again when we sat through Berlin Alexanderplatz, though I did read your review. Our Hitler was 9 hours long. You stayed awake. I fell asleep halfway through the last reel, curled on the floor, but after 20 minutes, my boyfriend shook me so I wouldn't miss the end. How could I have missed you then? The theater was practically empty. I moved far away. You stayed. Before I left the city, I met your colleague, Andrew. We corresponded. I wrote occasionally for your paper. You answered the phone sometimes when I called there. You say you never did, but I remember your voice. You sounded younger than you were, ironic, world-weary. A few times you assigned me stories. We spoke on the phone. I knew your name. At some point, we met. I don't remember. Lunch, maybe, with Andrew when I visited the city, a conference. You married and moved 3,000 miles away. Email was invented. We began to write. You sent me books. We met at a conference. We both remember that. You stood in a hallway filled with light, midday sun fogging the windows. You shaded your eyes with your hand, your head slightly downturned, your eyes glancing upward, your glasses black against white skin. Dark eyes, dark hair, tall and thin and slightly stooped. You were smiling, not at me, at someone talking about the mutability of time. Abruptly, the sky darkened. The long rows of windows turned to mirrors. I stood in the hallway, and you were everywhere, everywhere. You never married. I sent you books. I had children. I never wrote you back. You traveled everywhere, Paris, Beirut, London, Cairo, Tangier, Cornwall, Fiji. You sent me postcards. I never left this country. I was living in London with my husband and children when the towers fell. I emailed you. You wrote back, "Oh, sure, it takes a terrorist attack to hear from you." I was here alone on the mountain when I found out. A brilliant, cloudless day, the loons calling outside my window. I have no TV. I was online when a friend emailed me. Terrorism, an airplane flew into the World Trade Center. Bombs, disaster. I tried to call my partner, but the phone lines went down. I drove past the farm stand where I buy tomatoes and basil and stopped to see if anyone knew what had happened. A van was there with DC plates. The young woman inside was talking on a cell phone and weeping. Her brother worked in one of the towers. He had rung her to say he was safe. The second tower fell. He had just rung back to say he was still alive. When the phone lines were restored that night, I wrote you. You didn't write back. I never heard from you again. I was in New York. I had gone to Battery Park. I had never been there before. The sun was shining. You never heard from me again. I had no children. At the National Zoo, I saw a tall man walking hand in hand with a little girl. She turned to stare at me, gray eyes, glasses, wispy dark hair. She looked like me. 2 years ago, you came to see me here on the lake. We drank 2 bottles of champagne. We stayed up all night talking. You slept on the couch. When I said goodnight, I touched your forehead. I had never touched you before. You flinched.